唱赞美诗会帮助我们，激励我们。
Often hymnal will inspire us.
因为赞美诗里面有这个属灵的力量。
Because in hymnal it has spiritual strength.
它会让我们在灵里面苏醒。
And hence it will awaken us within the spirit.
不过我们在笑啊，如果比较喜欢打瞌睡了，要唱旋律快一点。
Often in the afternoon, we will often fall asleep. That's why I chose a hymn that is quick in the beat.
有一次我到一个教会去领会。
Once when I was leading a service in a church.
这个领事的大概是新手。
The hymnal leader was new.
第一首啊，领事人生不长。
And he led a hymn that life is not long on earth.
我觉得那一天安息日会是安息日。整个下午精神都不太对。
And since the hymn was led wrongly, the whole afternoon the spirit wasn't quite right.
那我们要多提倡这个圣乐。
Hence we have to emphasize on hymnal.
有一次我从洛杉矶开车要去圣地亚哥去领会。
Once when I was driving from Los Angeles to San Diego to lead a sermon there.
有几个青年跟我一起去。
A few youth went with me.
夏天。
It was in the summer.
车子窗户都关着，开冷气。
There was air conditioner within the car.
我就看，前面有一台车子，它是闭棚的 ，convertible 那个车子。
And in front of our car was a convertible.
有4-5个青年坐在那车子上。
And a few of the youth within the car.
我看他身体一直摇。
And they were rocking within the convertible.
我不晓得他们在做什么。
I don't know what they were doing.
我就问那个青年说，你知道他们在做什么？
And I asked you within my car and say, what were those people in front doing?
他说他们在听 rock and roll.
The youth answered, they were listening to rock and roll.
身体一直摇。
And that's why they're rocking with that rock and roll.
在德州我们有一些青年。
In Texas, there was a youth.
本来很喜欢听这个音乐。
That youth once liked to listen to rock and roll.
在教会。唱圣乐，回到家就听 rock and roll.
And you come to the church and listen to hymnal and go back home and sing rock and roll.
这父母如果讲说圣经哪里有讲，那父母也翻不出来。
And you will say that the parents, you will say to the parents, the Bible didn't say that we cannot sing rock and roll.
去年他们到纽约参加15天的神学训练班。
And last year they went to New York to attend 15 days of theological seminar.
刚好有一个姐妹啊，病得很严重。
And there was a sister who was very ill.
结果大家为她进食祷告，这样15天。
And many people fast and pray for her.
而且那些青年都带乐器去。
And this member brought their musical instrument with them.
每一天有2次，有的用小提琴，有的竖笛。有的弹钢琴，有合唱，这样在练习这个圣乐。
And for 2 days, in a day they will spend twice practicing their instrument.
这15天的道理，加上进食祷告，加上他们的圣乐的熏陶改变了。
And within the 15 days with fasting and prayer and their hymnal practice, everything was changed in spirit.
4月份我到德州去。
And in April, when I went to Texas again,
有一个青年跟我讲说，他们现在听的音乐都不一样。
And the youth said that the music they are listening now is different.
我不晓得我们这里的青年在听什么。
I do not know what the youth listening here.
但是如果我们有这个属灵的追求我们一定会对这个灵性有帮助的音乐会有兴趣。
If we want to pursue in spirit, we want to listen to music that will help us in spirit.
我们今天要来讲第三个
Today, we're going to talk about spiritual maturity within Christ.
我们现在讲第三点。
Let us look into the third point.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
11-16。
Verse 11 to verse 16.
这段圣经在讲成熟的三个表现。
Here it says about 3 points of maturity.
第一个表现。
The first attitude.
就是在真理上。
Is in truth.
认识耶稣。
To recognize Christ.
所以就不会动摇，不会被改变，不会被异端所迷惑。
Then the person will not be changed easily and to be tempted by heresy.
我们特别是真教会的信徒啊，对道理一定要很清楚的了解。
Especially being a member of True Jesus Church, you must understand truth.
那么第二点成熟的表现呢、啊？今天早上我们谈论。
The second point of maturity this afternoon that we have talked.
就是长大成人有耶稣的身量。
That is to grow up and to be a fuller of Christ.
让别人在我们身上可以看到神。
To let others see Jesus in us.
这个就是灵修的进步。
This is advancement in spirit.
啊，第三个成熟的表现。
And the third point.
就是，在教会里面就在服侍神，分担圣工。
That is to serve God within the church and help out with the holy work.
先看十二节。
Let's look into verse 12.
营首书四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
说要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。十一节。
Verse 11.
他说是的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。这里讲说神在教会里面设立各种不同恩赐的人。
Here it talks about the different gifts that God has given.
有使徒。
Some is apostles,
有先知，有传福音的。
Some prophets, some evangelists.
有牧师，有教师。
Some pastors, some teachers.
这个恩赐不一样。
All the gifts are different.
传福音就是专门对外。
To evangelize is to evangelize externally.
它有传福音的恩赐。
That is the gift of evangelism.
我们在教会这些传道人当中啊，有一些人也确实特别有传福音的恩赐。
And within our church, there's a few preachers have such a gift.
Of
evangelizing.
他们一讲，大家就觉得很喜欢信耶稣，很想要受洗。
And often when they preach, there's many people who like to believe in Christ and get baptized.
因为他有特别的恩赐。
Because they are given with such a special gift.
那有的就是有牧养的恩赐。
And some have a gift of pastoring.
能够慢慢引导人在信仰上进步。
And they could slowly lead people to grow in faith.
这个教师就是好像是宗教教育的教员。
And this teacher refers to the religious education teachers.
就是教导人一些属灵的有系统的知识。
And to teach the members spiritual knowledge.
那么这一些都有一个目的。
And all these have an aim.
要让每一个信徒能够各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And all this is for the people to work for to build the body of Christ.
基督的身体就是教会。
Body of Christ refers to the church.
教会里面有很多各种不同的工作。
And within the church, there's many different work.
那我们信徒就是教会里面的一部分，一份。
And the member is part of the body of Christ.
就是身体里面的一部分。
And one of the members of the body.
我们身体没有一个地方没有用的。
And all the members within one body are useful.
你看我们指甲一直在长。
And you see that our nails are growing.
但是如果没有指甲，东西抓不起来。
If without the nails, we cannot pick up anything.
你想想看，我们这个睫毛不是只是好看而已。
And we see that our lashes is not just for beauty's sake.
你如果没有这个眉毛哦，你即使用画的，夏天流汗怎么办？
Even if you don't have the eyebrow, then you will not know what to do in the summertime.
不然这个画的眉毛没有了，汗水进到眼睛睁不开。
The eyebrow is to prevent the sweat from getting into your eyes.
还有我们这个睫毛。
And our eyelashes.
这个睫毛就是眼睛的保护。
And that's to protect our eyes.
你东西一碰到睫毛，眼睛就闭起来。
And once things touches the eyelashes, our eyes will close.
我们的这个身体里面这个器官里面有毛。
And within our organs, there's also some bristles.
但是只有这个器官里面毛是向外的。
And that is pointing outward.
因为这个吐痰比较容易。
So that allows us to give out the phlegm that is rejected from our body.
但是东西又不容易进去。
And things will not enter into our body easily.
所以身体每一个部分都有功能。
Hence, within our body, every organ is important.
如果有一个部分失去了功能。
If one of them is not working.
身体就不正常。
Then the whole body is not working.
所以有人这个胰岛素分泌不够。这个叫insulin。
Some of the people, they are lacking insulin.
就变成糖尿病。
And then they will be suffering from diabetes.
有很多东西他就不能吃了。
And many things they cannot take.
所以每一个地方都有功用。
And hence, every part of our body is important.
因此我们加入教会以后。
Especially now that we enter into a church.
我们是身体的一部分。
We are part of a body.
所以每一个人都要发挥功用。
And everybody has to do something.
所以我们常说啊，我们要做到教会里面每一个人都有事情做，每一件事情都有人做。
And often we say that within our church, everybody has something to do, and every work has somebody doing.
那这个教会就是完全的教会。
Then that church considered as a complete church.
但是有时候我们往往会发现说，少数人做很多事情，很多人没有事情做，很多事情没有人做。
And sometimes we think that there's a lot of people doing one thing and one people doing many things and many things wasn't done.
啊，这个少数人做很多的事情。啊，一方面就觉得说，哦，我能力比较强，有一种成就感，但是一方面越做就觉得压力越大。
And this person when he's doing a lot of things, that person might consider himself very useful, but at the same time feeling the burden.
那很多人没事情做，就是坐在旁边观察，啊，他做的对不对？啊，我们大家来评论。
And many others who are not doing things will just sit there and criticize and judge.
好，那很多事情没有人做。
And if many things are not done by people,
那个教会就没办法进步。
Then the church cannot advance.
所以那个不正常。
And that is not considered as normal.
这个正常的教会就是每一个人都有事情做，每一件事情都有人做。
And a normal church is when everybody has something to do and every work has somebody doing.
那我们要成熟啊，才能够在教会里面做圣工。
And to be mature, then we can do the holy work within the church.
因为这个圣工是一种责任。
Because the holy work is a kind of responsibility.
有时候我们在教会里面看到很少数了，喜欢挂名不喜欢做事。
And it's very seldom that often you see people carrying a certain title and they are not wanting to do anything.
有时候在教会里面看到炊事主，好几十个人。
And often I see there's many people working within the kitchen.
但是啊，这炊事主的小主管跟我讲说，每一次都有一些人不能来。
And often some people will complain that certain people cannot attend.
你如果排名字上没有他的名字哦，他就会抱怨为什么我不在上面。
And often when you put a certain working list for people, and when the name was not found, then some people will complain.
真的名字把它排上去了。
And the moment when you put the name of that member up there.
这一次换他煮啊，小孩子生病。
And that this is your turn to cook because some of the other mother cannot make it.
那下一个轮到他这组煮了，下个月他感冒。
And the moment when she has to do it, she will say that she's sick.
在下个月轮到她，刚好人家来修水管。
And then next moment when she's asked to do it again, she will give another excuse.
那在下一个月，这时候刚好啊，先生要全家旅行。
And then next, she will also give excuses like they have to go for travel.
所以名字挂在上面的一年，他没有做过一次事情。
And even the name was being put on the working list, that person will not do anything for a year.
圣工是一种责任。
Hence, holy work is a kind of responsibility.
如果没有灵性很成熟，没有办法承担。
If a person is not mature in spirit, is not able to burden all the responsibility.
所以加拉太书里面讲说，使徒教会有三个人称为教会的柱石。
And in the book of Galatians, it talks about three pillars of members.
就是啊，彼得、雅各、约翰。
And it's Peter, James, and John.
啊，所谓这个柱石啊，这个柱石就是整个重量压在上面。
And to refer as pillar is the pillar that bear all the weight.
在希腊雅典的郊外有一个神庙。
In Greece, at Athens, there was a temple.
这个神庙现在墙壁都没有了，屋顶也没有了。
And over there, there's no walls and roof.
但是柱子还在。
But the pillars remain.
所以很多人到希腊雅典去观光，都会去那里看看。
And often when they go to Athens in Greece, they often go and visit that pillar.
所罗门王建圣殿的时候。
That time, in the time when Solomon was building the temple.
很多的柱子是在山上用石头凿成的。
And the pillars was often made from rocks.
所以当这屋顶整个重量压下来。
And hence, when the whole weight is put on the pillars,
这个柱子就不会垮台。
Then the pillars will not crack and fall.
这个柱子要很硬。
The pillars have to be very hard and strong.
这重量才可以承受得住。
Hence, then it can bear the weight.
这个说很硬啊，不是很个性很硬，脾气很硬，不是那一种。
The hardness often refers to the hardness of heart.
是指的信仰很有硬度。
But it refers to the hardness of spirit.
这个人才能够教会里面承担责任。
Then this kind of people can bear the responsibility within the church.
所以人要灵性成熟才能够服侍神。
For a person to be mature in spirit, then the person can serve God.
才能够负责任。
Then can bear the responsibility.
那这就是我们灵修的一个目标啊。
And this is the aim of a spiritual nurture.
那这里讲说要成这些人要成全圣徒来建立基督的身体。
And this refers to the people who have to build the body of Christ.
也就是说，他们要先受训练。
And these people have to be trained.
要先有装备。
and they have to be armed.
那然后才能够开始来建立教会。
Then they can start to build the church.
所以一个教会里面要成长，要很多不同的训练。
And for a church to grow, there must be many different kinds of training.
宗教教育教员训练。
Religious education teachers.
还有负责人的训练。
And training for the administrator.
还有就是这青年的训练。
Training for the youth.
这个个还有这个个人布道的训练。
And individual evangelism.
还有跟进工作的训练。
Following up work.
还有陪谈的训练。
陪谈。
陪谈就是什么？就是人来慕道人来坐在旁边的跟他谈道理
And also reception work.
那有各种不同的训练经过训练之后我们有一些知识，懂得一些基本常识，才能够在教会里面做工。
It's only through training that we gain a certain knowledge, then we can start to work for God within the church.
所以这里讲要成全圣徒，建立身体。
And hence it mentions that we have to work out of service so that the body of Christ can be built.
那我们现在再看第四章以弗所书。
Let us continue to look into chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。这个地方说百节各按各职，就是教会要分工
Here when it says about join and help together by every part, that is to refer to that within the church, all the work has to be divided.
然后照着个体的功用彼此相助，这个就是要合作，要分工也要合作。
And to not only divide the work, but also to work together.
这个教会如果分工而不合作，到最后教会会分裂的。
If the work are divided and the work and the members are not working together, then in the end there will be division within the church.
教会如果合作而不分工这个教会没有效力。
And within the church, if they were to work together and the work are not divided, then there will not be effective.
所以要分工。也要合作，那个教会就会很有效率，而且很通心。
Hence, the work has to be divided, and the work has to be worked together.
那十六节说，全身都靠他联络的合适。
And verse 16, it says that everything was held together.
也就是说，我们在教会里面做圣工的这些人员都是靠着耶稣联络在一起。
And that's to refer that within the church, it's with Christ that it's through Christ that they can help together.
使这个身体能够渐渐的增长。
And so that the body can we must work.
主耶稣在马太福音24章在谈到世界末日的预兆。
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talked about the sign of the last day.
那马太福音25章，主耶稣用三个比喻来讲，我们要怎么准备
？And in Matthew chapter 25, he talks about three parables of how we should prepare.
我们离开世界快要结束的日子非常的近。
And the day when we're departing from this world is very near.
要怎么准备
？How do we prepare？
耶稣讲三个比喻。
Jesus talks about three parables.
第一个比喻。
First.
就是十个童女的比喻。
Is the parable of the 10 virgins.
五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
There's 5 who are wise and 5 who are stupid.
聪明的童女就是预备油。
And the 5 who are wise prepared oil for the lamp.
所以在黑夜很深的时候，它的灯还是亮的。
And so even in the dark night, their lamp is still with light.
五个愚拙的，这就是睡觉。
And the 5 foolish ones won't have their light that is dim and continue to
burn. 结果它没有油，灯不会发亮。
And because without oil, their lamp cannot be lightened up.
所以世界末日的第一个预备就是指的要被油充满，油就是指圣灵。
And hence the preparation for the last day to come is for us to fill with oil.
被圣灵充满。
That's to fill with the Holy Spirit.
那我们这个人就会发光。
Then ourselves will shine for.
我们会改变，会有好行为。
Then we'll change and have a good attitude.
所以我们要常常祷告。
Hence, we have to continue to pray.
在圣灵的更新之下，生活能够常常荣耀神。
And with the renewal of the Holy Spirit, we can continue to glorify God in our daily life.
那第三个比喻。
And the third parable.
就是山羊跟绵羊的比喻。
Is the sheep and the lamb.
同样是羊。
They're both lambs.
但是耶稣来的时候要把它分。
But when Jesus comes, he has to separate them.
绵羊分在右边。
The lambs it will be left.
山羊分在左边。
And the sheep will be on the right.
啊，这个绵羊就要进到永生。
One will have to enter into the eternal heaven.
山羊就进到永火里面，永刑里面。
And the lamb will enter into eternal hell.
啊，那个标准是什么
？And what is that point?
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
我生病了，你来看我。
Because when I'm sick, you come and see me.
我肚子饿了，你给我吃。
When I'm ill, you give me something to eat.
我夏天，你来安慰我。
And when you comforted me when I'm depressed.
啊，下监牢 ，prison， 下到监牢里面。
When I'm in prison, you comforted me.
啊，这个就是爱心。
This is love.
所以将来审判有一个标准就是爱心。
Hence, in judgment, there's a standard that's love.
所以。如果爱里面完全了、啊，审判的时候就没有惧怕。
If love is complete, then there will be no fear in judgment.
所以我们要追求爱心的进步。
Hence, we have to pursue for completeness in love.
啊，第二个比喻。
And the second parable.
爱按才干分钱财的比喻。
And that is to give the reward according to different talents.
啊，有一个主人很有钱。
There's a merchant who's very rich.
啊，他有三个仆人。
He has three servants.
他要离开的时候。
Before he left.
一个人给他五千。
He gave one 5,000 talents.
另外一个给他两千。
Next 2,000.
啊，另外给他一个一千。
And last one 1,000.
啊，过了一段时间他回来。
And after a period of time when he returned.
那五千的再赚五千。
The one with 5,000 earned another 5,000.
啊，结果这个主人很高兴啊。
And this pleased the master.
啊，就请他进来。
And the master invited that servant.
啊，接受永远的这个福气。
And to receive eternal blessing.
那两千的再赚两千。
And the one who has 2,000 earned another 2,000 as well.
虽然他只赚两千。
Although he just earned 2,000.
但是他已经尽力了。
He has already tried his best.
所以这个主人也很高兴，请他进来。
And also the master was very pleased and he invited in.
但是那个一千的。
And the servant with 1,000 talents.
他想说，我只有一千。
He thought that since I only have 1,000 talents,
他就把它埋在地里面。
And he buried the 1,000 talents within the soil.
啊，天天吃快乐不做事。
And every day he enjoyed his life and he did not work.
结果主人来的时候。
And the day when the master came,
他这个一千都没有赚钱。
He did not earn any.
这样之后，我们就可以得救。
And hence the time when he comes, then we can be saved.
我有时候很喜欢比较这个所罗门跟保罗。
And sometimes I would like to compare Solomon to Paul.
这个两个人都活了一生。
Both of them live their whole life.
啊，但是两个人对人生的结论不一样。
But all of them have a different perspective at the end of their life.
啊，所罗门在年纪大的时候。
For Solomon when he was advanced in age.
他写传道书。
He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
他里面重复一句话，虚空的虚空。
He wrote repeatedly, vanity of vanity.
啊，凡事都是虚空。
Everything is but vanity.
啊，但是保罗要离世的时候。
Whereas for Paul before he left the earth.
那他就说，在提摩太后书他就说。
In the book of Timothy he mentioned.
那说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
The road that I have to take, I have run to the end.
啊。啊，美好的仗我已经打过了。
And I have war against the best battle.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And then I have kept my faith.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And in the end, I could keep on to the righteousness.
在他要断气的时候，他觉得人生不虚空啊。
And he knows that in the end, life is not empty.
有公义的冠冕为他存留。
He knows that the crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
那么这两个人都活着一生。
And both of them have lived their whole life.
那么为什么对人生的结论会不一样呢？
Why is that both of them, Solomon and Paul, have such a different perspective of life?
我们把它分析起来，就发现他们人生内容不一样。
But if we were to analyze, we know that the content of their life are different.
保罗在活着，所罗门在活着的时候。
When Solomon was living,
他说我凡是心里所要的，我没有一样禁止不去追求。
He said, whatever my heart desire, I do not stop my heart from pursuing them.
他用14年的时间建王宫。
He spent 14 years building the kingdom.
在他那个年间啊，金银算不了什么。
And at that time, gold to him is nothing.
他的这个王宫里面有很好的花园。
And within his kingdom, there's many garden.
他有1,001妃嫔。
And he has 1,001 concubines.
所以他的一生啊，可以说是非常的享受。
And he enjoyed his whole life.
他每一天生活的内容就是为着这个生活享受在忙。
And the content of life is just enjoyment.
他根本就把神放在一边了。
And he did not consider God and put God aside.
很快他年纪大了。
And until when his age was advanced.
结果等他想说，我今天我之前的活了几十年，我要离开世界，我得到什么？
And in the end, he asked himself, "Now I'm leaving, and what I'm going to get?"
他发现什么都带不走，连一毛钱都带不走。
Then he knows that he cannot even bring a single penny from the earth.
世界上什么东西都带不走。
He said that nothing he can bring away from the earth.
这个肉体的满足，等到肉体死了，埋在地上，什么都没有。
The flesh enjoyment until when the flesh is dead, there's nothing that he can bring with him.
但是我们在看这个扫罗的生活，保罗的生活。
But now next, we look into the life of Paul.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗说。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said.
他说他为着神的工作。
He said that because of holy work.
常常啊被打。
He often was being bitten.
啊，被石头丢。
And he was being stoned at.
啊，没有不得睡觉。
And he could not sleep.
没有东西吃。
He has nothing to eat.
没有衣服穿。
And he has no clothes to wear.
遇到假弟兄。
And you will meet false brothers.
生活相当的辛苦。
And he will live life of bitterness.
还有他内心为着教会的事情天天挂心。
And because of the work in church, he was worrying.
所以保罗在他的一生当中啊，特别信主以后，为着神的工作实在很辛苦。
And throughout his whole life, because of Christ, he toiled hard for God.
我们今天做圣工其实都做得很舒服。
And today, many of us, when we do work for God, we are doing in comfort.
那保罗在传福音路程当中，他拣选马可。
And when he was when Paul was spreading gospel, he changed Mark.
但是马可跟保罗没有跟多久，他就受不了，就逃走了。
When Mark was following Paul for some time, he can't bear it and he left.
可见这个保罗在做圣工很辛苦。
We can see that Paul was working very hard indeed.
因为他自己常常有一个观念。
Because he has certain thought in his mind all the time.
自战自清的苦楚，为了要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
He say all the bitterness and suffering is to complete the righteousness.
所以他有这个观念，常常在提醒他。
And that is why all this sentence often remind him.
因此啊，在他离世的时候。
And that is why the moment he left.
他发现他得到神的喜悦。
That he pleased God.
所以神有公义的冠冕为他存。
And that's why the crown of righteousness was waiting for him.
因此人在这个世界上啊，我们种什么，我们就收什么。
And that's why in the earth, whatever we plant, we sow.
这个是神所设的定律，绝对跑不掉的。
And this is what God has set for us.
但是很矛盾啊。
However, ironically,
我们每一个人活着都说，我要做所罗门。
Often when we leave, we often want to be like Solomon.
有一天要离世的时候，就说我希望能够成为保罗。
And the time when we're leaving, then we want to be like Paul.
这个不可能的。
This is impossible.
活着的时候要做所罗门，那死了又要做保罗，怎么有可能？
How can you live like Solomon and die like Paul?
所以我们要在生活上要改变。
Hence in our life, we have to change.
要过一个服侍神、做圣工的生活。
And to live a life of serving God and doing the holy work.
这样我们这个人生才会有意义。
Then there will be a certain purpose in our life.
我们大概活着，大家很注重长寿。
And often when we live, we often think of longevity.
希望能够活得更久。
And we hope that we can live a longer life.
所以我们注重营养，很注重运动，很注重医药。
And often we'll take note of nourishment, exercise, and medical.
但是我们生活一定要有内容。
However, there must be a certain content within our life.
所以一个人的人生好像一篇文章。
And in our life, it's just like a book.
这个文章的好坏不在乎长短。
And the book is the goodness of the book doesn't it's not pertaining to just the length.
乃在乎它的内容。
But to the content.
所以一个人呐、的价值不在乎他活多少岁。
Hence, the value of a person doesn't refer to the length of life he lives.
乃是在乎他活着的内容是不是很充实。
But the content of the life that he's living.
耶稣活33岁。
Jesus only lived for 30 years,
33 years. 保罗活60几岁，他们70岁。
And Paul for 60, 70 years.
他们内容非常的丰富。
However, their content was rich.
那是非常好的。
And that was indeed good.
所以我们要改变我们的生活内容。
Hence, we have to change the content of our life.
我从1982年到92年这十年间呢、我在美国看到一些中年离世的信徒。
From 1982 until 1992, I've seen quite a number of members who die in their middle age.
40出头岁。
They die at around 40, over.
有的事业正在这个巅峰状态。
And some of them was died at a time where their career was at their peak.
得到重病。
but she died of serious illness.
在病很严重的时候，我都到医院去看他们。
During the serious illness, I visited them in the hospital.
差不多每一个人都讲同样的话。
And often they will say the same thing.
如果主耶稣再让我活起来。
And they will often say that if Lord Jesus let me live again,
我一定要好好的爱神爱人。
Then I will surely love God and love man.
以前有一个弟兄啊，他还很健康的时候啊，他就说啊，明年要到非洲去打猎。
Once there was a brother when he was very healthy, he said that he wants to go to Africa to hunt.
但是第二年
，in the second year，
他生了癌症。
He has a cancer.
在病很严重的时候
，in his serious illness，
他在病床吐了很多的血。
He spit a lot of blood.
那个时候传道去看他。
When the preacher visited him，
他说神如果让我好起来。
He said that if God let me be well again,
我要到非洲去传道。
I want to preach in Africa.
非洲去打猎跟非洲去传道是不一样的。
To hunt and to preach in Africa are totally different matter.
打猎是住在旅馆里面坐吉普车。
And to hunt is to live in hotel and to sit in jeep.
传道是跟非洲人住在一起啊。
However, for preachers to be living with the Africans themselves.
吃非洲人所吃的。
And to eat what the Africans are eating.
他有一个很大的改变。
And that was a great change for him.
但是这个几个人哦，差不多讲这样的话，有的第二天就离世，有第二个礼拜就离世。
And for all the people who say the same thing, they'll live for a couple of days, they'll die.
当他们有那个机会的时候。
And that time when they mentioned, they said when they have the certain chances.
当他们有那个能力的时候。
That ability.
他们没有那个心。
But they do not have the heart.
但是有一天等到他们有那个心的时候。
But the day when they have that heart.
他们已经没有那个机会。
They do not have that opportunity anymore.
所以神给我们能力啊，神给我们啊，这是一种机会。
Hence when God gives us the ability, it is.A chance.
哦，我们要多多做神的工。
We must do all his most of his holy work.
负起这个教会兴旺的这责任。
And bear the prosperity of the church.
这个我们教会里面圣工很多。
There's many holy work within the church.
最重要的圣工有两个。
The most important work are these two.
第一个。
The first.
要带领人来信耶稣。
And to bring others to come and believe in Christ.
第二个。
The second.
要帮助别人信仰进步。
And to help others to advance in their spiritual life.
这个就是牧养工作。
And this refers to pastoring.
第一个是量的增加，第二个是质的改进。
First is to increase in quantity, and the second is to increase in value.
那么所有一切的圣工，直接间接都是在支持这两个圣工。
And all the holy work indirectly are helping these two holy works.
就是带领人来信耶稣，帮助他信仰进步。
And that's to bring other people to church and to help one another to increase in faith.
那这个是我们两个最需要做的。
And these are the two things that we must do.
然后其中一个哦，最重要的就是要带多带人来信耶稣。
Within one, to, among the to bring others to believe in Christ is very important.
1991年的七月哦。
In 1991, in July.
这个美国亚利桑那州凤凰城成立祈祷所。
In Arizona, Phoenix Church, they started their prayer house.
大大小小连吃奶的婴孩15个人。
All the members included were only 15.
啊，结果他们很有心呐，就成立祈祷所。
And they started a prayer house.
那么这样，现在差不多经过的2年左右。
And for 2 years later.
现在他们信徒数已经增加，快要到40个人。
And their members has increased around 40.
那这个增加的这个信徒，他们增加的20到25个人，25个人左右。
The member has increased from 20 to around 25.
这个25个信徒啊，除了2-3个是自己生产的之外，大全部都是慕道的。
And most of the members within this 25 are true seekers.
所以现在在美国的教会里面呢、啊。增长速度最快的是凤凰城祈祷所。
Hence, within the United States, Phoenix Church is one that grows faster.
那我们仔细把它分析啊，为什么这个教会会增长那么快
？And we start to analyze to see why this church grows so fast.
原因就是信徒很喜欢带慕道者来。
And the reason being that the member likes to bring other true seekers to the church.
有的信徒就故意去这个学英文。
Some member will purposely go and learn English.
其实他50-60岁，英文也很难进步了。
And we know that these members are advanced in age and could not really learn English.
他就去那个学英文当中啊，去交朋友，然后带来教会慕道。
But the member want to make use of opportunity to bring the people to church.
有的去三明治店打工。
some will want to work in sandwich cafeteria.
然后在那个地方认识一些朋友。
And to get to know new people.
然后带那个朋友来教会慕道。
Then to bring them to the church.
所以这个教会信徒啊，想尽办法要带慕道者来教会慕道。
And within the church, they think of all ways to bring others to the church.
这个是那个教会成长一个很快的原因。
And this is the main point for the advancement within the church.
所以有一段时间呢，我们去那里布道，发现说慕道者跟信徒一样多。
And that time when I went there, I realized that the truth seeker is of same number with the members.
这个是我们真耶稣教很少看见的，慕道者跟信徒一样多。
The numbers of observers is equivalent to the number of members is something that we don't see often in true Jesus church.
因为大家喜欢做工。
However, for them, because all of them like to do the work of God.
所以我们温哥华这个地区啊，华人越来越多。
Within our Vancouver region, the Chinese community are increasing.
因为移民越来越多。
Because of the immigrants.
所以这个地方圣工是有潜力的。
And hence here, there's prospect for spiritual prosperity.
我们能够带领我们自己的家人来信主，当然这是感谢神。
Well, of course, we thank God that we can bring our members, family members, to come to believe in Christ.
但是绝对不够。
But this is not enough.
我们要往外发展。
We must start from external.
要带领我们在这个地方一些朋友、我们的亲戚来信主。
And bring our friends and relatives to come and believe in Christ.
使我们这个教会里面有更多慕道者。
So that we can have more truth seekers within our church.
能够更多出信新进的信徒。
And have more who new members.
教会里面如果有更多出信的信徒啊，这个教会里面充满着活力。
If there's not a lot of new members, the whole church will be revitalized.
所以这个教会里面要有活力，一定要有新信徒。
If the church must have strength, then it must have new members.
如果只是都是信徒的，都是已经受洗的，都没有出信的信徒，一直牧养，有时候，好像有点暮气沉沉。
So to revive our church, we cannot just remain at the level of pastoring the members.
因为这个出信的信徒啊，会带来很多的慕道者，而且出信的信徒他们有新的体验，会刺激老的信徒。
Because often these new members, they will bring a lot of truth seeker, and with their experience, they will often bring revive the faith of the older members.
因为有时候我们信徒久了之后啊，如果不是很警醒，信仰会很麻木。
Because often when we are older members, often for the older member, if they are not awakened, then they will feel that their spiritual life is lacking.
所以这个出信的信徒的一些见证啊，会刺激。
And often for the testimony of a new believer, they will often inspire the older members.
会带来教会的活力。
And they will revitalize the church.
所以我们教会圣工啊，我们个人灵性成熟的一个表现啊，就是能够在教会里面服侍神。
And for a mature Christian is when we can serve God.
先看约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4
34节
verse 34
约翰第四章的34节
John chapter 4 verse 34
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工这里耶稣这样说
Here Jesus says
说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work
这个食物就是一种满足。
This food refers to contentment.
所以主耶稣的满足就是做神的工。
And Jesus' contentment refers to doing the work of God.
完成神的旨意。
And to complete the will of God.
所以我们今天在这个属灵里面，如果要满足都做圣工。
And hence within the spirit, we want to attain spiritual contentment. We have to do His work.
你如果带慕道者来，他得到圣灵了。
The moment when you bring the truth seeker to church and when he receives the Holy Spirit,
或者他决定要受洗了
or to be baptized,
我们带领的人会非常的高兴
then the person that we bring will be filled with joy.
所以这个属灵的喜乐常常是从这个做圣工里面来的
hence the spiritual contentment and joy is from doing holy work.
先看以赛亚书53章
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 13.
53, 以赛亚书53章
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11, page 523.
以赛亚书53章11节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因为认识我的义仆，便得称义。所以说，他看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。
here it says the fruit of spirit, you will receive much contentment.
这里他就是指的耶稣。
Here he refers to Jesus.
耶稣在离世的时候，他看见自己劳苦的功效，就心满意足。
The day before Lord Jesus departed from the world, he saw his his work, he was filled with contentment.
所以约翰福音十七章在讲耶稣分离的祷告。
And here in John chapter 17, it talks about the prayer before he left.
耶稣向天上的神报告。
He announced to the heaven.
说父啊，你所托付我的事情我已经完成了。
He said, Father in heaven, what you have entitled me, I have done.
我在地上已经荣耀了你。
I have glorified you on earth.
求你让我能够同享你创世以前所有的荣耀。
And let me complete with the share the glory that you have in your creation.
所以主耶稣要离世的时候啊，他一点遗憾都没有。
And before he left, he wasn't filled with regret.
啊，因为他已经做完了神要他做的工作。
Because Lord Jesus has completed what God has commanded him to do.
他已经荣耀的差他来的神。
And because he has glorified God who sent him.
所以他求神带他回到天国去享荣耀。
And that is why he asked God to bring him back to heaven to enjoy the glory.
所以以赛亚书这里讲啊，他想到自己的功啊做的功效，心里满足。
And here the, in Isaiah, it talks about the work, it refers to the spiritual contentment.
所以我们在这个教会的生活里面啊，要多做圣工，特别是带慕道者来。
Hence within the church, we should do a lot of holy work, just like, and one of them is bring true seeker.
那我们在这个做圣工当中啊，另外有一个好处就是我们本身灵性会进步。
And another advantage of doing holy work is to have advancement in spirit.
没有做圣工，灵性不容易进步。
And if you do not do holy work, it's hard to advance in spirit.
最近有一个姐妹移民到洛杉矶。
There was a sister who just immigrated to Los Angeles.
她到洛杉矶之后啊，她就一直想。
When she arrived at Los Angeles, she often thinks.
我应该为主耶稣做一些事情。
That I must do something for the Lord Jesus.
所以他就开始在他家要办一个查经。
And that's why she wants to have a Bible study at her home.
一个礼拜一次。
To have it once a week.
一次一个半小时。
And for once there will be 1.5 hours.
然后他就在他附近的这些中国人啊，就是交了两三个朋友。
And in the neighborhood, she got to know 2 or 3 friends.
就爱心去帮助他，然后常常跟他们在一起。
And she will help them and was always with them.
他有一个目的，就是带这个两三个来慕道。
She has an aim that to bring them to know God.
那么他这样在家里面办这个查经，大概有3-4个月。
And she has a Bible study help at her home for a couple of months, for 3 to 4 months.
那这三个，他这个三个朋友，他一直跟他一起在查经，这三个朋友。信仰一直在进步。
And these 3 friends whom she was studying with are advancing in spirit.
后来这个姐妹她在说。
This sister said.
她说她为了要带这个三个人来慕道。
Because she wants to bring these 3 friends of hers to believe in God.
她下好多的功夫啊。
She put a lot of effort.
你要刻意的去接近他们，跟他们建立关系。
And to purposely go near with them to build a certain relation.
就为了要跟她谈我们教会的道理啊，她自己要进修。
And to preach to them the truth from our church, she has to go through a spiritual nurture.
因为这三个里面有两个是基督徒。
Because 3 of them, within the 3 of them, 2 of them are Christian.
她很怕说她一问她答不出来。
She's afraid that once they ask certain questions, she couldn't answer.
那么自从她这个带这个三个人来查经以后。
But since after when she brought these people to have Bible study with her.
她很注重自己的言行。
Then she was very concerned with what she speaks.
因为她知道这三个人一直在观察她的生活。
Because she knows that these 3 of friends are always looking at her life.
那在很多的困难当中，她不断的祷告。
And all her problems, she was praying.
所以在这个带领这三个人来慕道这3个月，她灵性进步很多。
And during that 3 months of bringing the friends to church, she was advancing in spirit.
所以有时候我们呢、信仰没有进步，就是因为缺乏一个刺激的因素。
And because our life, in often our spirit, when we have no advancement, because we lack inspiration.
多做圣工会帮助我们信仰进步。
And through holy work, we can advance in our spirit.
特别是带慕道者来。
Especially when we bring true seeker to the church.
一旦你要带慕道者来，你会发现呢，很多你要追求很多的进步。
Often when we bring true seeker to the church, we know that we have to pursue a lot in spirit.
所以这个多做工 是成熟的一种表现，也是帮助我们自己。
And to do holy work is a sign of maturity and also a way to help ourselves.
那我们多做圣工啊，会得到神跟人的纪念。
And to do the holy work, we will get remembrance from God and people.
我们现在看啊，使徒行传二十章。
Let us look in the book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章
Book of Acts chapter 20
三十七节
36
保罗说完这个话就跪下同众圣众人祷告三十七节
37,
众人痛哭抱着保罗的景象和他亲嘴三十八节
38,
叫他们最伤心的就是说以后不能再见我这一句话于是送他上船啊，这个保罗在传道的最后一个路程。
This was the last time when Paul was spreading the gospel.
很多人预言啊，告诉保罗说他会受苦。
Many prophesied and said that he would suffer.
那保罗跟以弗所这些长老聚集。
The moment when Paul was gathering with the Ephesian preachers, elders,
就跟他们祷告。
He was praying with them.
啊，就要离别他们。
And he was departing from them.
结果他们就抱着保罗的脚痛哭。
And they all embraced him and cried.
因为保罗说，我曾经没有办法再见到你们。
Because Paul says that I cannot see you once again.
那为什么他们会纪念保罗？
Why would they remember Paul?
就是因为他们从保罗得到好处。
Because they received a lot of goodness from Paul.
从保罗所做的工作里面，他们得到神的恩典。
From a lot of work that Paul did, they received a lot of blessing from God.
所以保罗这个辛苦的做工，
Hence the hard work that Paul has toiled for.
所带来不但是人纪念他，神也纪念他。
Not only bring remembrance from man, but also from God.
所以我们要离开世界那一刻啊，大概啊，谁会纪念我们
？And the day when we departing from this earth, who will remember us?
啊，如果我们很年纪很轻离开世界，大概就是我们父母会想念我们。
If we are young and we will depart from the earth, then it's only our parents that remember us.
啊，如果我们年纪很大离开世界，大概我们子女会纪念我们。
And if we were to advance in age and leave the world, then probably our children will remember us.
那么除了父母、子女跟兄弟姐妹之外
，other than parents and our brothers and sisters，
谁会纪念我们
？Who will remember us？
就是受过我们恩典的人。
And are those people who have received certain goodness from us？
从我们得到好处过的人。
Those that have received certain blessing from us。
使徒行传记载这个多加离士。
And here's in Acts it refers to
Dorcas
leaving。
他死了。
He was dying.
结果很多的寡妇啊，围着这个多加在哭。
And many of the widow was crying around him.
那么为什么这些寡妇围着多加在哭呢？
Why was this widow crying?
因为他们身上拿着多加所做的礼衣跟外衣。
Because in their hands they were holding the clothes that of Dorcas.
在当时这个寡妇就是很穷，而且没有社会地位。
Because at that time the widow was poor and they do not have any status on earth.
但是多加很有爱心。
But because Dorcas has a lot of love,
照顾他们，亲自做礼衣外衣给他们
，and took care of them and made clothes for them.
所以他们从多加得到很多的好处
，and hence they received a lot of blessing from them.
那么多加离世的时候，他们觉得很可惜
，and the moment when Dorcas leaves, then they felt pitiful.
所以大家都哭了
，and that is why the widow cried.
他们的眼泪感动了神
，and because their tears touched God.
所以彼得去帮他们祷告，多加就复活起来
，and because Paul Peter prayed for him and he revived.
那么如果多加没有实现出爱心出来
，However, if Dorcas was not to practice his love,
他在生活当中只照顾他自己
，and he was to just take care of his own life.
当他离世的时候，还有人会为他流眼泪吗
？Then who will cry for him the day when he died?
所以我们在这个世界上啊，多做圣工。
Hence, today on earth, we have to do a lot of the holy work.
如果我们可以带20个男信耶稣
，If today we can bring 20 people to believe in Christ.
当你离开世界的时候
，The day when you're leaving God,
这个20个人都要纪念你。
The day when you're leaving the earth, then all these people will remember you.
因为他从你得到属灵的好处。
Because these people receive a lot of blessing from you.
不但他要纪念你，而且神要纪念你在地上做的工作。
Not only they will remember you, but also God will remember what you have done on earth.
所以这个做圣工的脚基。有的是为子女的教育，
Some is for their children's education.
有的是为了更好的生活环境。
Some is for a better living environment.
有的是为了本身的求学。
Some is for their own education.
但是我们有一个共同的目的。
But we all have a certain aim.
就是移民到北美来，要把得救的真道带到这块土地上。
And that's when we come immigrate here, we have to spread the gospel here.
这个才是一个成功的移民。
This is a successful immigration.
所以我们在查考这个亚伯兰这个主题。
Hence, when we're studying the team on Abraham.
亚伯兰是一个最成功的移民。
We know that Abraham has a very successful immigration.
他从他的故乡乌尔一直移民到这个流奶与蜜的迦南地。
He has been immigrating until a land of milk and honey.
他不但本身信仰守得住。
Not only he can retain his faith,
他的子女信仰也很好。
But also his children's faith was good.
他是一个很成功的移民。
And hence he has a very successful.
所以我们移民到加拿大来哈。
And the moment when we immigrate to Canada,
我们要认识神为什么让我到这里来。
We must recognize why God wants us to be here.
要把这个目的抓住。
We must grab hold of this aim.
一生朝这个目的来努力。
And to pursue for this aim within our whole life.
有一天我们在这个土地要离开世界。
One day we'll leave this earth.
我们会想到自己所做的工就心满意足。
We will think of all the work that we have done and will feel the contentment.
我们移民到这里来就不用没有白费。
And then it will not be emptiness for us who immigrated here.
以弗所书里面在讲基督的成熟三点。
And hence in Ephesians it talks about the maturity in Christ.
第一点。
The first point.
在道理上进步。
Is to be improved in truth.
认识耶稣。
To recognize Christ.
在真教会在耶稣上面站得稳。
So that the true church can stand firm.
第二点。
Second point.
在灵修上进步。
And to improve in spirit.
使我们有耶稣的身量。
So that we have the likeness of Christ.
能够让别人在我们身上看到神。
And so for others to see Jesus within us.
第三点。
The third point.
在服事上进步。
And to improve in our serving attitude.
使我们能够尽我们的责任。
That to try our best.
使这个基督的身体就是教会能够进行进步
and hence the body of Christ can improve
有时候我在教会里面看到一些信徒很热心来聚会
often in church I'll see a lot of members who will come to church or gathering
每一次聚会都来
for every service they will come
但是我仔细看他的生活
however if I would observe their life
我觉得美中不足就是他没有在做圣工
I felt pathetic that they are not doing holy work
只有聚会没有做工
if they were just gathering in service and not doing holy work
这个只有一半
Then that's only half of the work.
但是有时候我在教会里面也有看到一些人很喜欢做圣工。
And sometimes within the church, I'll see some people who like to do holy work.
他不喜欢聚会。
And they do not like to come for service.
这个也是美中不足啊。
This is not complete as well.
不喜欢祷告，不喜欢听道，不喜欢读经，只喜欢做工。
They don't like to pray and read the Bible. They just like to do holy work.
这个也不足。
This is not complete.
所以要平衡。
And hence there must be a balance.
灵修要进步，圣工要进步。
Not only.You must improve in spirit, but also in your attitude in serving God.
道理根基要打扎稳。
And you must stand firm within the truth.
我们就是在耶稣里面完全。
Then we will be considered as complete within Christ. Let us sing him.
281首。
281. About the truth on renewal.
就是从水生跟从圣灵生。
And the renewal from baptism and from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们明天要受洗的这些朋友今天晚上一定要参加，要明白道理，洗礼才有意义。
And for members, for some of us who are going to get baptized tomorrow, you must attend tonight service.
那我们这位信徒也要参加，多听一些基本道理，有帮助我们见证。
And the rest of the members also should attend to understand the basic.Teaching to bear testimony to others.
有时候我们听这个信徒说布道会这个都是讲给慕道者听的。
Now often when you hear about evangelism, you will think that this only refers to the true seeker.
讲起来好像很有自信的，这布道会题目都是讲给慕道者听的。
And often you say with confidence, all this topic refers to the true seeker.
现在来了一个慕道者。
And the moment when the true seeker should arrive.
那问他说我怎么样做才可以得救。
And then we'll ask you a question, what should I do to be saved?
这个我不太清楚的，我来就问问传道。
I do not know, let me ask the preacher.
所以有一些基本道理你听的其实很熟其实不熟。
And so our basic teaching, often when we hear them, we might not know them well.
所以一些基本道理我们信很久还是要听。
And so a lot of basic doctrine we have to listen over and over again.
我们现在来感谢祷告。